This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The United States saw another coronavirus milestone become reality Tuesday. 47,000 new COVID-19 cases in one day, the biggest increase in new infections since the start of the pandemic. The bulk of the new infections stretches from the southwestern U.S. states of Arizona and Texas over into the western state of California. California's governor said Wednesday indoor activities at restaurants, movie theaters, and other facilities will be banned in most of the state for at least 3 weeks as COVID-19 infections surge. High numbers of infections are also reported in the southeastern states of Florida, Georgia, and South Carolina. The United States has postponed flights for dozens of American diplomats who had planned to return to China later this month after failing to reach an agreement with Beijing over issues including COVID-19 testing and quarantine. The World Health Organization's Middle East head said in an online press conference Wednesday, the region is at a critical threshold. He noted the number of coronavirus cases reported in June is higher than the total for the first 4 months of the pandemic. Globally, more than 513,000 people around the world have died from the new coronavirus, with nearly 128,000 of them in the hardest-hit country, the United States. More than 10.5 million people have been infected globally, with 2.65 million infections in the U.S. The global tourism industry is expected to see $3.3 trillion in losses due to COVID-19 restrictions. That's according to a U.N. study published Wednesday. The United Nations Conference on Trade and Development report is based on three scenarios: lockdown measures lasting 4 months, 8 months, or 12 months. The report did not say which scenario was most likely, although an official said the middle scenario could be realistic.